And give her a teaspoon of the medicine after every meal. Don't worry, she'll be fine. You're welcome. Goodbye.
How are you?
I'm tired and hungry.
Well, Marilyn and Richard call. They'll be here soon, and then we'll eat.
All right. Is Susan coming?
Well, she'll be here later. She has to work late tonight.
And what's Robbie cooking for dinner?
It's a surprise.
I hope it's pasta.
Robbie, the dinner was terrific.
Yes, it was delicious.
What's for dessert?
Oh, I forgot dessert.
Robbie. Don't worry. We've got lots of ice cream.
Oh, I'd love some ice cream.
Well, there's chocolate and coffee and a little vanilla.
I'll have vanilla. Is that all right with everyone?
I'll have chocolate.
Me too.
One scoop of coffee and one scoop of chocolate for me.
Robbie, will you help me serve?
I keep thinking about that bag of film. 8 rolls, a whole day's work, and good stuff, too.
Don't worry, Richard. Someone will find it.
Yeah. I'll get it.
Hello.
Hello. Does Richard Stewart live here?
Yes, he's my brother. I'm Robbie. Robbie Stewart?
I'm Alexandra Pappas. How do you do? Your brother left his bag of film on the ferry boat. I found it.
God, I'm really glad to see you. I mean, my brother will be really glad to see you.
Robbie? Who is it?
It's Richard's film. I mean, Alexandra Pappas. Come in, please.
Alexandra!
Hello, Richard. I found your bag.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Alexandra, let me introduce you. This is my wife, Marilyn.
Richard showed me your photo. How do you do?
Oh, yes. Richard told us all about you. It's nice to meet you.
And this is my mother, Ellen Stewart.
How do you do?
And my father, Dr. Philip Stewart.
Nice to meet you, Alexandra.
And you met Robbie.
Yes. And you must be Susan. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
I'm so glad you found the bag and took the time and trouble to return it.
Oh, it was no trouble. I just took the wrong train.
Would you like something to eat?
Thank you. No. I'm late for dinner at my house. I really have to go.
Would you like to call home?
I'd appreciate that.
Please, use the phone.
Thanks. Excuse me.
Alexandra's a high school exchange student from Greece.
Where does she live?
With a family in the Bronx.
Oh, that's not too far from here.
Take it easy, Robbie.
Thank you. I can only stay a few minutes.
Have some iced tea.
Thanks, Mrs. Stewart.
Please sit down, Alexandra.
So, you're an exchange student. Where do you go to school?
At the Bronx High School of Science.
Oh, that's a very good school. What are your favorite subjects?
Biology and mathematics. Richard tells me you're a doctor.
Yes, a pediatrician. And what does your father do?
He's a lawyer in Thessaloniki.
Would you like some pasta? I made it myself. It might be a little cold.
Thanks. No, I do have to go. It was nice meeting you all.
Well, maybe he'll come for lunch some Sunday so we can really thank you for bringing Richard's bag back.
Maybe.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Goodbye.
Can I drive you home?
No, thanks. The train is just up the street. It won't take me long at all.
You really saved the day for me, Alexandra.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
She's a smart young lady. And very nice.
Very. Hey, she forgot her bag.
Oh, I guess we'll be seeing Alexandra again. Right, Robbie?